Hello and welcome to another Fast Five. This week it's Jem. And a little while ago we were talking about different types of niche museums, and there wasn't, of course, time to go through all of them. We've perhaps talked about some of the sillier ones, but there's something called the Wellcome Trust in central London. Obviously, Wellcome is a large pharmaceutical company and dealing with healthcare, and they actually, within the Wellcome Trust, have a museum of medicine. And I seem to remember that there was, at least for a time, in the Science Museum, an area dedicated to the history of medicine. And it is interesting to think that when it comes to the concept of germ theory, although in the Middle Ages there was a Muslim scholar who came up with this idea of tiny sorts of corruption. He said, smaller than a grain of rice, that was his sort of famous quote, invisible to the eye, that might be able to spread a miasma or illness around. So basically, he was the first person to come up with the idea of microorganisms potentially causing all kinds of illness and infection, but it never really caught on. And so the thing is, the idea of germs, germ theory, is really only about 150 years old. And when you think about what it was like until the 20th century to go to the doctor, to undergo surgery, well, I mean, it was really only after the US Civil War that you start getting the use of anesthetics being used. You know, quite frankly, during the British Civil War, English Civil War, I should say, or the Napoleonic Wars, and even if you were a rich person, pretty much the solution was, let's get you drunk, stick a wooden thing in your mouth and clench onto that while we saw your leg off. Pretty horrifying stuff, I think we can all agree. So my point here is that it's an area of history that doesn't get quite the same love as, shall we say, social history or industrial history or military history. Part of it is because you kind of have to know your stuff about anatomy to really grasp how things evolved. But at the same time, if the argument about social history versus military history, or indeed royal history, is that, look, fact of the matter is, the common man is more important to the story of human civilization than any kings or queens or dynasties. That is true. But we should also add to that that the story of medicine, trying to heal humans, goes back even further and affects even more people. Imagine what the world would have been like during the Middle Ages had we known about germ theory once Black Plague, the Black Death, had hit Europe. Maybe we could have saved quite literally millions of lives. And even though we did know about germ theory, the Spanish flu, the so-called Spanish flu that hit just at the end of World War One and was a complete pandemic that killed many multiple times more people than actually World War One on its own did, a horrific death toll. Even though we knew what was happening in that situation, we were still unable to sort of track it down. In the modern world, there are some very scary illnesses which we either don't have cures for, or we find it hard to track down, be it HIV, be it Ebola. There are all kinds of things out there that are ready to kill us. Of course, as we said in a longer podcast about the history of disease, the unsexy ones, it's stuff like cholera and malaria that have actually killed far more people than anything else. Dirty water, seeing we are largely made out of water, can really affect human civilization. But bringing it all back, there were these geniuses, men and women, over the centuries, willing to challenge perceived knowledge. There was an idea for a long time that disabilities were somehow a kind of punishment from God, to realize that, no, these are birth defects. They are random. You're unlucky to have been born without legs. It's got nothing to do with God punishing you or indeed having a bad previous life. So it took a huge amount of effort and determination to overturn previous preconceived ideas about human health to give us the medicine that we have today. So I'm going to stop there. This is obviously something we could go on lots more for. Again, maybe perhaps put some comments underneath if you like this. Maybe we should do a longer podcast on the history of medicine and perhaps pull in somebody who knows what they're talking about. Thanks for listening. And as always, longer podcasts on Tuesday.